This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon. Time for sports. It's a football game tomorrow. Have you heard? The 47th Super Bowl starring the San Francisco 49ers, the Baltimore Ravens, and a couple of guys named Harbaugh who say, please, please, enough about us. Talk about our players. Howard Bryant of ESPN.com and ESPN the Magazine joins us now from the studios of member station WFCR in Amherst, Massachusetts. Morning, Howard.
Good morning, Scott. How are you?
Fine, thanks. And let's just surprise a lot of people by talking about the Puppy Bowl instead. What do you say? But I read in the paper today that 8.7 million people watched the Puppy Bowl last year. It raises the question, is the Super Bowl becoming a bit of a chore for some people?
Well, I do wonder if it's reached its saturation point in terms of the actual game. The thing about sports is that the money continues to roll in. Remember back just several years ago, it was $2 million for an ad buy there for 30 seconds. Now it's up to $4 million. Last year, the Super Bowl was the highest watched game of all time. The interesting thing about it is that as the revenues go up and as the spectacle of the Super Bowl continues, you've got less quality of the game until about the second half. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, you've had some advertisers this year trying to run out their Super Bowl ads before the game to see if they could get as much bang for the buck, but by paying less. $4 million is a lot of money. But still, it's the number one event, and the money seems to keep rolling in.
We've talked about the Harbaugh boys. Ray Lewis, the great Baltimore Ravens linebacker, has played 248 games. Tomorrow is going to be his last. But there's a legacy that's still controversial, isn't there?
Well, I'm sure there is. People aren't going to forget, especially if you're members of the families, that Ray Lewis was part of a double murder in 2000. And there's a feeling, and I'm very happy that the aunt of one of the victims, a woman named Cindy Lawler Owens, has been very outspoken in the last couple of weeks in making sure that people didn't forget her nephew. That, you know, this murder pretty much was Ray Lewis is a guy who was part of it. There was a feeling that he had pretty much bought his way out of it, that his money and his fame allowed him to escape with a misdemeanor charge, that justice wasn't served, and that there is something very disturbing to me about the fact that he has been the face of the NFL and that the NFL has gone out of its way to really make Ray Lewis the franchise of the Shield. And with this hanging over it, it's distasteful to me.
The last time the Harbaugh brothers faced off on the football field, 2011, the Ravens defeated the 49ers in a defensive battle. Does San Francisco have a little bit more offensive pop now than it did last year?
Well, sure they do, because they've got Colin Kaepernick and they've got a lot more offense now. But I think the interesting thing about the Super Bowl is that it's a matter of just who holds their nerves. The old days, remember back in the 80s, the Super Bowl was pretty much a blowout by halftime. Nobody wanted to watch the game because one team pretty much crushed the other one. It was usually the NFC destroying the AFC. Mm-hmm. But I think that advertising has actually helped the quality of the game a lot, because the game is so big. You get in there and it's not really about the game because it's such a huge spectacle, and one team loses their nerve and gets blown out. But I think today, because you have so many commercials in the first half, you get a chance to calm down. You've got a commercial before kickoff. You've got a commercial after kickoff. You've got so many stoppages in play. It allows you to kind of catch your breath and play. And if you notice, four out of the last five Super Bowls have come down to the final drive. So I think it's going to be a terrific, terrific game.
Last week, in a science segment, I muttered my prediction, the 49ers by 7. What do you, the expert, say, Howard?
I like that. I mean, the 49ers are 5-0 in Super Bowls. I like their offense. I think it's going to be a really, really close game, but, you know, that means it'll probably be a blowout since I know nothing. But I like the 49ers. I like the 49ers in this one.
I'm told Ravens fans are very cheered by the fact that you and I and most people are picking.
Well, they
the
should, because I'm wrong on virtually all of them.
Howard Bryant of ESPN.com, but he'll be back on ESPN the Magazine. Thanks so much, Howard.
Thank you.